We need to head to the hotline to bring in our very next guest as we return to our Ask the AD segment, Brian Corey. He is the Lorain AD. He joins us right now. Brian, as always, my man, we appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Andy? How you doing, Matt?
Oh, we are doing very well. Well, before we dive in to a few events going on in the summertime and also take a sneak peek at the fall, you guys had a heck of a spring sports season and a very nice 2018-19 academic year as well. I just wanted to give you this opportunity to kind of highlight some of the things that really stood out, not only in the spring sports season for you guys, but throughout the entire academic year.
Well, I mean, for the most part, we had a very successful year across the board, whether it be fall, winter, or spring. This past spring was extremely challenging. Obviously, the weather played havoc for all of Northeast Ohio. When it comes to baseball and softball, you need Mother Nature to cooperate a little bit, and definitely didn't happen. In 13 years of being an athletic director, this was hands down the most challenging spring I've ever dealt with. At one point in time, I was trying to figure it out, and I want to say, I believe it was 109 postponements or cancellations with softball and baseball total.
Wow!
So it was definitely an adventure, but we got through it. I know that in talking to a lot of the other ADs in Northeast Ohio, pretty much all of us every single day it was, let's just try to figure out where we can play, if we can play, and how we can play. The schedules went in the garbage, and we just went day to day, hoping that we could get a field ready and be able to play. But We got through it, but this past spring was really challenging.
I would imagine. I mean, this spring was challenging for just about everybody because it never seemed to stop raining. But from an AD's perspective, I could see how that would be extraordinarily tough because, like you mentioned, you throw the schedules right into the garbage because what you guys drew up throughout the course of the academic year, you essentially had to trash because those schedules essentially never had any more meaning. But we'll look ahead now, my man. We'll look ahead into the fall. You know, as we take a look at the fall sports you guys have lined up, are there some individuals that we should be keeping an eye on as we get closer and closer to the beginning of the academic year?
Well, one thing, last fall, we had a lot of underclassmen that played varsity sports across the board, pretty much in every sport. Football, volleyball, soccer, cross country. I mean, we're returning a lot of kids, which is pretty exciting. Our football team last year had a nice year. They were 6-4. They bring back the core of their skill position players. I expect them to be very competitive. Volleyball, we only had, I believe it was, 2 seniors. So we get pretty much the bulk of our volleyball players back. Same thing holds true with soccer. We'll see what happens. But obviously, when you bring a number of kids back that are familiar with the program, it's pretty exciting for the coaches and obviously the community.
Brian, I'm just curious. You guys go international on the football field, which I think is so unique. Not a lot of teams do that, but you play a couple of Canadians team, or you did last year. I think I saw you guys have another one coming up this year. How do you guys go about scheduling those games with a team in another country?
Well, to be totally honest with you, we're in a tough situation considering the fact that we only play 5 league games with football. So trying to creatively figure out a way to schedule what is basically weeks 4 and 5 can be challenging. The majority of schools play at least a 7-game league schedule. So with that, it's hard finding. With the sport of football, obviously you want to try to find schools that you can compete with, that are somewhat on your level. And we got lucky a few years ago, just researching. I found a Canadian team that I felt fit and fit well. The bulk of their schedule is actually played against Ohio teams. They play with U.S. rules. The goal is to try to get as many with their school, which is Clarkson Football North. The goal is for them to try to get as many Canadians exposed to U.S. rules in an effort to try to get kids prepared for college. And they play a number of, as I said, they play a number of schools in Ohio. That's their goal. Where they're located, I want to say it's about a six-hour drive for them, which is doable. So that's why they try to play Northeast Ohio preferably, but I believe they went as far as Cincinnati last year when it comes to Ohio schools. So it's been a good fit. Their coaching staff, their players, everybody involved, they're terrific. Believe it or not, the majority of the parents actually came to the game the last few years.
Wow.
So they took the drive. But it was a good experience for our kids also.
That's pretty cool. I mean, a unique experience, I would think, for the players to meet and be able to talk to perhaps somebody who's learning the game a little bit of a different way up there in Canada.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And the kids got an opportunity. After the game, we feed the players, and they got an opportunity to interact with the kids. And obviously, different culture, different country.
Sure.
It's a good experience for all of them that are involved.
We're talking with Brian Corey, the AD at Lorraine, on our Ask the AD segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you guys have a golf outing coming up here about 5 weeks away. And I know golf outings are usually a lot of fun, but this is a very important one for the athletic department, no question about that. What are the details on this year's golf outing?
Well, actually, it's not a Lorraine City Schools golf outing. It's the Lorraine Sports Hall of Fame golf outing, which obviously I'm a part of. For all of the information, all of the details, it's posted on LorraineAthletics.org. That's our website. And there I have everything from registration materials, opportunities to sponsor holes for not only businesses but community members also. There's a big 50-50 drawing that they actually sell tickets for in advance. And they sell the tickets in advance throughout the course of the month and a half, 2 months prior to the event, with the understanding that the winner of this year will also get a trip, well, not a trip, but a condo in Arizona for four days, five nights, I believe it is. But that's a great opportunity also, spend a couple dollars, have a chance for a really nice trip in October. The hall, it sells out pretty much every year. It's one of the primary fundraisers that the Hall of Fame does to raise money for scholarships for Lorraine athletes. So it is a great event. Obviously, if you want information on it, go to LorraineAthletics.org, and everything's posted on the website.
Very, very fun stuff. Our own Jared Kozar is usually a part of that golf outing every year, and if the Lake Erie Crushers didn't have a game that day, I would absolutely be there to embarrass myself and show my golf game. Man, it sounds like a lot of fun, man. That sounds like a blast. Well, Brian, we know you're busy, man. We appreciate the time so much. Thank you for joining us here today to shed some light on what's happening with Lorraine Athletics, and you'll be hearing a lot from us in the fall time, I'm sure.
Oh, that sounds great. I appreciate it, guys. I got to get back to work. I had a long day, well, long night last night. My hot water tank went, my garbage disposal went. Everything's going at one time. So,
jeez, man, what
a lot of work
goes
on my hands over the course of the next 4 or 5 hours.
You know what, though? Probably better over the summer than when you're extraordinarily busy. You don't have any time to come up for air during the school year, right?
Yeah. Oh, hey, trust me. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all when it comes to that, because there's a legitimate chance that if this would have happened in the fall, it would have been during a day where I'm working from 7:30 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night.
Yes,
so I appreciate
understood.
It, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks Brian.
Brian.